AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, the presidential candidates are fanning out to Tuesday's all-important presidential primary states. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump will visit Missouri and Illinois after former rival Ben Carson endorses him this morning. And the big headline from last night's GOP debate is, what didn't happen? Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The four Republican candidates abandoned the nasty insults of past debates at the CNN debate in Miami.
So far, I cannot believe how civil it's been up here.
But frontrunner Donald Trump refused to back away from his recent statement that Islam hates the West.
We have a serious, serious problem of hate. There is tremendous hate.
Marco Rubio said the only way to solve the problem of violent extremists is to work with people in the Muslim faith who are not radicals.
Presidents can't just say anything they want. It has consequences.
Trump's statement drew swift condemnation from the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which called on him to apologize. I'm Sandy Kozel.
President Obama's taking some heat for skipping Nancy Reagan's funeral later today. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Conservatives who were irate the president did not go to Justice Antonin Scalia's funeral see this as the second insult in a row. Obama's elected to keep to his previously made plans to attend the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. But the White House notes Obama also did not attend Betty Ford's funeral in 2011, which, again, his wife did.
Mrs. Obama will be attending Nancy Reagan's funeral today in California. The Wounded Warrior Project has fired two top officials after reports of big money being spent on parties and overhead. CEO Steve Nardizzi and CFO Al Giordano reportedly were fired yesterday. Louisiana's had so much heavy rain in the past few days, the whole state's now under an emergency declaration. This is AP Radio News. Does the iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino killers contain evidence that could help in the investigation into the terror attack? The Justice Department says there's reason to believe it does. Here's our Ed Donahue.
In a filing to a federal magistrate, the government says the community and the public need to know what is on Saeed Farouk's iPhone. At issue is an order last week directing Apple to create specialized software to let the FBI remotely access this specific phone. Apple says it's unlawful and violates its constitutional rights. The Justice Department says this is not lawless tyranny, but ordered liberty, vindicating the rule of law. A hearing is scheduled in Los Angeles in less than 2 weeks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Those trying to trace their Irish ancestry are getting some free help from Ancestry.com, which is making 10 million Catholic parish records from Ireland available online free for a week, beginning today. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.